Hi, I'm Scott, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Moinek Bandyopadhyay, and we're going to talk about Azure billing and rate card APIs.
That's great.
You know, my initial reaction doesn't sound super fun. Why do I care about billing APIs?
So we've heard this actually, APIs that we've developed, we've gotten feedback from customers for the past 2 years. Essentially, people wanted a better way to understand how much Azure resource usage they're doing.
Right.
What are the list of resources that they can buy? How is it priced? Instead of scraping the website, how can I programmatically get all the details to make informed decisions of what I want to deploy?
I see. So if I've got a larger organization and I'm starting to use more than just a small VM, I've really got a lot of resources.
Exactly right.
I'm going to want to pay really close attention to that.
Exactly right.
I might want to look by hour, by day.
Exactly right.
But at the same time, build my own reporting systems, maybe in Power BI, to see
exactly
the sense
right.
of how it looks over the course of a year.
Exactly right, exactly
All right.
So,
cool.
So before I get started, just 30 seconds on what the APIs are. The first one is called the Usage API. Usage API just lets customers and partners retrieve their own resource consumption. As he said, daily granularities of how much I've used, maybe mm-hmm. hourly granularities. And this includes the resource metadata, the instance metadata, and this also includes resource tags.
Okay.
Right. The rate card API provides you, at an offer level, what are the list of resources that I can really buy? Like what the name suggests,
right?
Along with all the relevant price details, if there are included quantities in there, if it's flat pricing, if it's tiered pricing, all the relevant details at an offer level will also be available to you,
mm-hmm.
right? So I want to jump in at what the request really looks like. And actually before that, this is actually a part of the resource manager.
That was my next question.
Yes.
Is this something that anybody can call?
Yes.
It's just another part of Azure.
Exactly right.
Make a virtual machine, check your billing.
Exactly right. So this is, we've created two new resources in there called usage aggregates and rate card.
Hmm.
And it's a part of the resource manager API stack. Authn works with AAD. We also follow Azure role-based access control. So if the user or the service principal is part of the reader, owner, or the contributor role, boom, you can get all these details, no net new things that they have to do there.
Very cool.
Right?
So what's it look like?
Okay, so I'm going to go to the usage API first. Very easy. It's the same host. You would specify the subscription ID. You would go to the usage aggregates object. You would specify a start time, end time. And by default, you would get daily aggregates. But if you want to double click on any day's mm-hmm. usage to see, where did I actually spike, you can actually pass in another parameter called aggregation granularity equals to hourly. And you'll get the hourly buckets for that.
So this is a provider, just like any other provider,
exactly
which
right.
makes me think I could probably use resources.azure.com, the Azure Resource Explorer, and explore this just like any other API.
You can discover this particular namespace and find out the resources using that.
Very cool. So that seems like a very simple get, returns
yes.
JSON.
Exactly right. And I want to quickly show what the JSON looks like. Essentially, what we get back here is a set of usage aggregates.
Okay.
And let's see what each of the usage aggregates looks like. In it's got an ID
this
in
is
properties.
For your bill.
Yep. The subscription ID, the time bucket, the meter name, category. Obviously, we want to provide some more details about what you're actually consuming, because
right.
it turns out a GoID doesn't really help
right.
customers
so this
understand.
Is, yeah, this is your table queue and your storage for your standard I/O.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So I'm sharing quantity.
It's very granular.
Exactly right. Exactly that. And there are different parameters that you can pass in if you don't care about the different levels of details. And we'll provide some more details in the links.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So very simple. It's a collection of users' aggregates. Now, actually, let's see what the rate card API looks like. Very similar. Same provider. It's the Microsoft.commerce namespace.
Mm.
It's a separate resource called rate card. You would specify which offer ID you'd like to get the details on. And each of the customers can actually get their offer IDs from the Azure account portal. And maybe I can just switch there real quick to actually show you what this looks like.
Okay. An offer ID is not something that I'm familiar with.
Yes. So essentially, the way to think about this is when you're actually subscribing to an Azure offer, essentially it's a version of here are the different types of resources that are available to be purchased,
mm-hmm.
and these are the associated prices. So pay as you go. Is an offer. Monetary credited is an offer.
MSDN
is an offer.
DreamSpark,
exactly. BizSpark. All these are different versions of the offers.
And they have different rate cards?
They have different versions of the rate card.
Different
and
versions.
Obviously, there are different versions of each. Pay-as-you-go may have multiple versions. And we actually want you to, get the exact rates that applies to your subscription.
I see.
And you can get your offer ID from the Azure account portal.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep, and you can just pass that in. You can pass in the currency, locale, the region info, what currency do you want the rates in, for what region do you want the rates in. Locale would give you what, you know, if you will, we will share the metadata with you, what language should we localize the metadata and share that with you?
So, and are we finding that larger customers are using this to create their own internal dashboards to see more information or different kinds of
exactly
information?
Exactly right. So what we've done is we've integrated with two different partners, okay. CloudIn and CloudCruiser.
Okay.
And what we're seeing is RateCard is actually very popular because you can programmatically find out, you know, if I'm running 5 different VMs and it's running at 25% capacity, mm-hmm. with RateCard, I know what are the different options that I have for running the A1 VM. Mm-hmm. And how much cost savings would I get if I move to a different or a lower, you know, VM size?
Mm-hmm.
So this is super popular because customers can actually find out, get a very good understanding of how much they're consuming. And the CFO is also happy because now you can actually find out, hey, if I can do a bunch of cost savings just by moving to a lower category.
Right. What's the code look like when I'm calling these?
Okay. So if I would hear about the usage and the RateCard API yesterday, the first thing I would do is without writing any code, I wanted to quickly find out, you know, what the response looks like. So I would use something like PowerShell.
Right.
So opening this up in PowerShell, I would switch this into Azure Resource Manager.
Right.
I would add the Azure account.
So you're logging into your own own personal one.
Exactly right.
I like to use my personal account for Azure demos as well because I don't want people to think that I'm getting it for free. Correct. I want them to understand that I care about my
exactly
money,
right. Exactly
and
right.
I want to know how much it's going to cost me.
Exactly right.
Okay, so you've added that, and that's a nice feature of the PowerShell commandlet there, that it goes and pops up the dialog there for you.
Yeah, it's superb. So what I'm going to do now is I'm actually just going to call the get usage aggregates commandlet.
That's built into Azure PowerShell.
Exactly right.
Nice.
With the latest update, we've already added that. And obviously, you can do a get help and actually find out all the different details. There is also a REST API reference that we've listed on MSDN.
Mm-hmm.
And the get help will also provide you a link to that. So I'm just specifying the start time and end time,
mm-hmm.
and storing the details in the aggregate object.
Right.
And I'm just going to print out what this looks like. And what you get back is the start time, end time, what did I call my project, what is a meter name, what is a meter category, and how much did I actually end up consuming.
You know, and it's funny, you're probably not spending more than a couple of dollars here. I assume that your own personal account isn't that expensive. And sometimes when people see all of this billing data, they may think, whoa, Azure's charging me a lot. What I'm finding is that it's just that the granularity is extremely fine. I've found, here's $2 that I was using in storage that for a virtual disk that I forgot about.
Right.
I remove it, I save $2. Right. You get that level of granularity.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you can use partners to if you want to get a higher level of mm-hmm. Details, they can do a bunch of work for you, but everything is available for you, like with PowerShell commandlets, with NuGet packages, REST APIs. There are console applications on GitHub that you can use to just start writing applications to build insights. So
mm-hmm.
all of that is available to you.
And you've got a couple of examples in Visual Studio?
Exactly right. So this was, before I go to that, right now if I was just hacking and just trying to find out what the response looks like,
mm-hmm.
If I'm a Windows shop, PowerShell works for me. But if I'm a Linux shop, maybe I want to see if there's a CLI commandlet for it.
Right? Ah, okay.
So that's also available. So I'm going to now try my actual, Azure AD credentials.
Okay, so you're logging in. We're pretending you're on Linux or on a Mac right
yes.
now. You're using the Azure cross-platform CLI that's written in Node.
Yep,
so
exactly.
So we're authenticating here. And we're looking at you're setting your current account
yes.
to test usage.
Exactly right. So all my applications, all the operations that I do will be specific to that one usage.
Okay.
Right.
And I can tell already, it's very familiar and comfortable, simple Azure usage list. Azure VM list, Azure site list, Azure usage list. Very
there you
nice.
Go.
This is why I like the XPLAT CLI so much.
Yep.
And these are all calling, again, those APIs. There's
correct.
No secret APIs. They call mm-hmm. the exact same backend.
Exact same backend, yep.
Boom, look at that.
So there similar look and feel, start time, end time, meter name, how much you've used, and what is the unit that we are counting in? Because that's important for us to know which one is ours, which one is GB's, which one is applications, so on and so forth. So if I want to start building a line of business application, I've seen this through PowerShell and mm-hmm. CLI, looks good, I want to start building something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The first thing that I want to do is I want to find out if there's a NuGet package that I can start using to call call the API. So let's actually test that out. So what we've done here is that we've created something called the Users Aggregation Management Client, and it's basically like a helper method for you to configure to call the Users API in the backend. And all that I'm doing is once I call it with the start time and end time, and I'm specifying the daily granularity here. Mm-hmm. And once I get it back, I'm just sifting through the response and printing out the start time, end time, meter name, quantity, and unit.
And this client looks very familiar because it looks a lot like the other Azure SDK clients for
.NET.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Very
exactly.
Cool. Oh, interesting. And your console app pops the dialog too.
Yes, because
cool.
The part that I didn't show you is I'm actually also calling acquire token on AAD and then making a call into.
There it is.
So
could I pull this into Power BI or into dashboards? You said you had two partners.
This particular REST API that gets you the JSON data is not OData compliant. So you'd have to do a little work to start pushing data and configuring data and formatting data to make it make sense and put the data into Power BI, but absolutely possible.
Very cool.
Yeah. So I showed you the NuGet package. We also have some console applications that we've put on GitHub because customers wanted to quickly get started. We don't want customers to spend any time in figuring out how to call the API, how to configure the parameters, how to take care of AAD, nothing of that sort. We wanted to get them started as soon as possible. So we have three different applications on GitHub. We have our page github.com/azure/billing-code-samples. And we have three of the code samples here, and I'm going to show you a couple right now. What I'm doing right here is I'm literally just calling the REST API, and I'm actually configuring the REST query myself, right? I'm saying that, hey.
Oh, you're doing it manually, really?
I'm doing it manually. So if the NuGet package doesn't work for me, if I'm calling from some other language.
Indeed.
I can actually call that directly. And if somebody chooses this, there are code samples to help them do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling the endpoint. I'm getting the token from AAD. And all that I'm doing right now is
the JSON directly.
I'm deserializing it. So the code samples will also have all the deserialization part. And I'm going to run it. And I've put a breakpoint here. And I'll actually show you. Like all the in the JSON visualizer, you could see the collection of users aggregates. We'll actually see a similar view right now. Mm-hmm. So all the data that we are seeing there.
And there's the payload. Yeah, so 42 usage aggregates.
And in each of them, you could see properties. You could see instance data. If you remember, I mentioned that you can also get back your resource
that
tags.
That was my next question. You've got tags there.
I've
and you've
got tags here. So
individually tagged resources.
Exactly. So I can deterministically find out, for my department equals to HR that I've tagged on the Azure portal through, CLI or whatever it is. I can deterministically find out what was the usage done on those.
I need to go and tag my resources. I've got a couple of storage accounts, and I don't know who's using them.
I'll tell you, it's super important because, as we're moving to the cloud, the IT spend is moving from being a capital expenditure to an operating expenditure. So cross-charging becomes extremely important.
It does.
Now we are making that happen for our customers.
Cool. And now we've got the power to make these calls ourselves.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So this console application did this for the usage API. There's a similar one for the rate card API as well. Nothing different. I'm just calling a different endpoint.
Gotcha.
And I will also be showing you that we are also taking care of the deserialization part of it. So the app developers can just start, building on top of that and building actual value. Right? Similar experience.
It'd be interesting in the future to see a sample. Maybe you could put one on GitHub where someone could get some of this into Excel or and look at it that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, one of the other ones that's on GitHub is it calls the Azure Usage API, gets back data. Mm-hmm. It calls the Azure Rate Card API, gets all the rates for that particular offer ID, and does a mashup and provides a rated estimate.
Brilliant. And we should check all those out at github.com/azure/billing-code-samples. Billing code samples.
Yep. And even here, what happened is we called the rate card and what we got back was a list of Azure meters. Mm-hmm. And we can basically take a look at what each of these meters looks like. It has the effective date, included quantities, what the name is, and all the different metadata. Along with this, what are the rates that are applicable for it? This one basically says any number of units that you use for this particular resource, we'll charge you at 0.1
of cents. your cents in this case, because that's what we're using.
Basically, exactly right, $0.1. And it could also have tiered pricing, maybe 0 to 100 costs you X per unit, 101 to 50,000 costs you Y per unit. Any detail that impacts the way that we bill you, we will actually provide you in this API response.
Very cool. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Absolutely.
We're putting ourselves back in control of our bills here on Azure Friday.